Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello, and welcome to Ask a Clean Person, the podcast on Acast. I'm Jolie Kerr, a cleaning expert, advice columnist, and author of the New York Times bestselling book, My Boyfriend Barfed in My Handbag, and Other Things You Can't Ask Martha. You should send your questions about cleaning or anything else, really, to joliekerr@gmail.com. Guys, it's LaMob, and guess who is here in the studio with me? It is Maureen O'Connor. Hi, Maureen!
Hello!
Welcome back!
I'm so happy to be back.
It's been a really, really long time.
Yeah.
It's been so long that you haven't been in our new studio yet.
No, it's beautiful.
Thank you. And when we were getting ready to record and we were doing our mic check, you said the nicest thing about the new studio.
It looks like a beautifully made bed in here.
They have
these like beautiful neutral tapestries on the walls for sound absorption, just to give you a little idea of this, dear listener. It's really lovely.
Thank you. Yeah, we really love it here. I'm so excited to have you back. It's been a long time since you've been here.
Yeah.
This is like so perfect to have you back for this particular episode because mm-hmm. it really harkens back to our history together on this show, as you as a guest on this show, because actually you were the very first LaMob CleanCast guest to ever join me to do a podcast episode about LaMob.
Yeah.
So in March of 2016, I was still at my old original podcast network.
So long ago.
Maureen was my guest to kick off the Let's All Make Our Beds March Challenge in March 2016. And to prep for today's episode, I actually went back and listened to it. And it was so charming. It was, it all stands up. Like all of the stuff that we talked about, I think all is very much true. We talked about, my 7 reasons to make a bed. We mm-hmm. talked about that dust mite article from the BBC that is bringing back memories for
yeah.
you.
That article comes up like all regularly, and yeah, my feelings are all the same as they always were.
Yes, my feelings are the same. And actually, this year, as part of a mom, I'm not touching that one.
No,
because like I've done it, I've screamed about it, blah 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 blah.
It's an old chestnut.
It's an old chestnut.
Is that like, does red wine, is it good for you or bad for you? And you're like, shut up. Let's just move on. Do you like it or do you not like
exactly.
it?
Exactly
is the real question.
Exactly. So we talked about that, and then we went through a whole bunch of bedding nomenclature, and
yeah.
I went through my notes. I went through every CleanCast notebook that I have. I still keep all of them.
Oh, wow.
It's actually very handy to have. And I couldn't find the notes. And then it actually turned out I had a Google Doc. So I have all of that stuff. In case we need a refresher on any of our bedding terms, it actually came up in the LaMob kickoff episode. My guest, Megan Collins, was like, what's a coverlet? Like, I like threw out mm-hmm. coverlet. Just like, oh, yeah, of course. Everyone knows coverlet. She's like, what's a coverlet?
The thing is, I'm a real slob. And, you know, I'm pretty like laissez-faire with beds, but I do think I actually know the terminology, and I am aware of what I ought to be doing with my bed. I just don't always do it.
Well, here's the thing, actually. What happened in 2016 was mm-hmm. the first time you ever came on the show, which was
yeah.
before the LaMob episode. I said something about a pillow sham, and you're like, I don't know what a pillow sham is. And so that was why we did
oh, yeah.
the definitions. And I think you know the definitions now.
Now I do know it. Maybe that's why.
Yes, I think that's the reason. anyway, you guys, I mentioned that because it really is a charming little episode. And if you would like to listen to it, it's episode number 34. To put us in this place and time, I think today's episode is 159. It's
wow.
been a long time. It's been a really long time. So I say that. I also I have kind of another funny fave of the CleanCast update to give you guys that I think is going to make you laugh. That was literally texted to me by David Cho, lovely, beloved friend of the CleanCast today, and he gave me permission to share it. Before we get into it, though, I want to remind you guys that I offer bonus episodes and all sorts of other cool rewards to my premium subscribers. If you would like to help underwrite my show and listen to Chip Chat / Tinder Talk, we have some several Tinder Talk updates for today. Maureen already knows about that.
I'm ready.
She's like yelling at me on text today. by becoming an Ask a Clean Person the Podcast patron. Go to patreon.com/askacleanperson to help support my show. It really, really, really helps me, you guys. I gotta level and say that, like, the podcasting business is really a super grind now, and I know you guys love the show and you're dedicated to it, and I love this show and I'm dedicated to it, but I need to really have you guys, like, telling your friends about it. I need to have you promoting it on Twitter and Facebook. I need to have you subscribing for Patreon in order for me to continue to justify the existence of this show. So, ooh. Yeah, I hate saying that, but, like, podcasting is a grind.
It's real.
I work harder on this show than I do on any of the other work projects that I have, and I spend much more time for much less money. So helping to support my show, it's $2 a month. You get the main show for free. Really, really helps me. So also, like, you guys, the Tinder talk has been insane. It's going to be hilarious. Like, you should be listening to it. You want to hear it. All right. Let me tell you guys about this text I got from David Cho today before we get into what is, like, a really insane LaMob question. It's great. Yeah. It's great. So Cho texted me today, and just, like, out of the blue, and he just goes, LOL, I don't make my bed. And I was like, just, like, tap back, thumb down. Like, so I was like, Cho, you should start. He goes, I sleep very neatly.
That's a thing.
It is a thing. It is a thing. And it was so funny to me. And I was just like, die. I've been laughing about it all day. I was like, that is such, like, peak Cho. I love it. And he continued on. He goes, I, like, reorganize my sheets while I'm sleeping. And some girl was like, I knew you were a lot when you kept organizing the sheets while we were asleep.
I appreciate that. I like somebody else who can organize the sheets for me. Like, when you're lying there and somebody floofs and puts it all out, you know, so it's correct on top of you. And you're like, ah, nice.
Right. So you should be dating me, because in the last episode, I admitted the most embarrassing thing. Like, I've admitted so many embarrassing things about me on this show. And usually I do so with, like, such glee, because usually the embarrassing things are like, you know, the story that I've told 10,000 times about throwing up on my own feet, which, like, that's funny to me. Right.
Yeah.
But, like, I admitted something about, like, how actually tenderhearted I am, and I'm still so embarrassed by it. And here's what it is: that when I'm in, like, a relationship with someone, mm-hmm. I turn down the bed every night.
Aww.
And I, like, especially turn down their side of the bed and, like, arrange the pillows for them.
You
the way they
mentioned this to me once, and I like it. Did you do a little mint?
No, everyone keeps asking that. And, like, not on the regular, because that's a little bit much, but on special occasions, I put out, there are these little candies called bocce. Bocce means kiss in Italian. And I put a little bocce on the pillow. Yeah, I know. I'm disgusting, you guys.
You know what?
I should never be in a relationship again. It's gross.
Why do they say mints? Because now that I think about it, I've seen, like, candies, but I don't think I've ever actually literally seen a mint on a bed.
I think what it is those mint chocolates. It's like an Andes candy. Oh. Is, like, kind of the...
Okay, no, that makes more sense. Because yeah. I was being like, what? To, like, freshen your mouth before bed? Didn't you brush your teeth?
Right. Well, that's the other thing. Like, putting a piece of chocolate is weird. Because, like, yeah, didn't you just brush your teeth?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know.
Maybe
anyway.
It's like the pre-go-to-bed lounging phase.
Maybe. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Anyway, I also have I have a great LaMob testimonial that I got this year that's so funny to me on several levels that I'm going to read really quickly. It's from Tori. She writes, subject line, LaMob may be saving me a ton of money. Ooh. Sup, Joels? I love it when you guys call me Joels, by the way. It just, like, tickles me to no end. Because that's what all my friends call me. That's real. So she writes, in honor of the start of LaMob, I wanted to give you a little testimonial. I have a robot vacuum named Lil Sebastian, which, sidebar for me, I pitched a story about, don't steal this idea, you guys, my story. Literally no one else could or wants to write this story. I don't know why I say that. About the names that we give our robot vacuums and also the character traits that we ascribe to them.
Oh.
Yeah. So
there's a real, like, anthropomorphizing process. And it has to do with the way they look, I think, a lot of the time.
Yeah.
Because some look friendlier than others.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mine's evil. Mine's named Christine after the Stephen King.
Oh.
The car. Yeah.
Should I get a robot vacuum? I don't have one currently. I don't like having robots in my life.
No. I don't think so. I don't think you need it.
No.
Not in your, not also not the way your apartment's structured.
Yeah,
anyway,
right?
This is, yeah. This is like, this is deep dive into me and Maureen stuff.
But anyways, okay, wait. So her robot, okay. Sebastian.
Okay. So she has this robot vacuum named Lil Sebastian. L-I-L, you guys. Lil Sebastian. Love it. That I have a complex relationship with. He's great because I hate vacuuming and he loves it, but he also loves to eat my phone chargers. And I've gone through about a dozen in the last few years because they get all chewed up. Since starting Le Mob, I've been tucking my phone charger end into my bed when I make it, and voila! No more wrenching my precious charger from Lil Sebastian's jaws every night. That's money in the bank. Amazing. That is so, I love that. I love it because now, you know, I've had this like long running list of like the reasons to make the bed, right? And I add to it every year when people like give me new ones. Now I have a new one. I love it. I'm so excited.
I think that they're, in fact, when I got my current bed, realizing and coming up with a way to store like phone stuff in or around your bed or your kind of like bedside table stuff set up, because usually your phone is not that far away from your bed.
Yeah.
Really is a game changer.
Yep.
Like thinking about that when I got the bed, like it was a coincidence that there happened to be like a convenient place to like put a wire through it where it isn't like literally in my face, but it's kind of convenient in case I need to like grab my phone and call 911 or whatever horrible fantasies I have. yeah, game changer. Think about that when you buy your beds, people.
Yeah. Here's what I do. Here's my solution to it. It's pretty good, actually. I have those... I know it's 3M, but I forget what the actual like brand name it, or the like product name is. I have those 3M plastic hooks that have the pull off seal thing, pull off stick 'em.
I know exactly what you mean. And then you kind of slide the hook on.
Yep. So I've got that stuck to the side of my bedside table, so it's in between my bed and the bedside table, so I can just hang all of my chargers right cords right off it, and then they're right there for me to grab. Yeah, it's very, very good. And also really does help when I turn Christine the Evil Roomba on, because I actually can pick up the whole like cord thing and like hang it off of there while he's doing his. It's a boy named Christine, by the way.
Oh, good for him.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's 2019. we're progressive. So, yeah, it's very convenient. Yeah. That's my little tip. But that's actually that would be a good thing to write. I should write that for the inventory. For five neat things, five smart ways to manage your chargers around your bed.
Yeah.
That's really smart. I'm going to make a note of that right now.
I got to say, the other thing with my bed that I just like never shut up about is that I got a bed, like it's a queen size bed that has full drawers underneath it. And the drawers are as big as the bed. And in New York, that's like having a second closet.
That is like a second
closet. The entire space. And it's like 2 feet tall, you know, like.
Oh, so they're
fully,
deep.
They're deep, and it's the entire size of the bed. And I was like, holy shit, this changed everything.
That is so smart. That is so smart.
So anyways, that is everything about it has changed my life.
I actually am due up for a new bed.
Consider
I'm going to actually really consider it.
I'll show you the one that I got.
Okay, perfect. I love it. All right, Maureen, we have a journey to go on together.
Yes.
I mean, we've been on so many journeys.
It's true.
Through all these years. You guys, we're only going to do one question today, mostly as a jumping off point to talk about like different ways to make the bed. And because people ask me all the time, they're like, do you do it this way or do you do it that way? Or is this the right? And there is no right way. The right way is the way that's right for you, even if that means not making the bed.
Yeah.
That's okay. I mean, I don't know. I feel like a broken record saying this, except like you guys keep asking, so I got to keep saying it. Like, if making the bed does nothing for you, don't make the bed. It does nothing for Maureen, and so she doesn't.
It does.
So she doesn't really make the bed.
Yeah.
And I don't care. I love Maureen, and I'm not mad. I want Maureen to do Maureen.
Yeah.
And yeah,
I think it depends a lot on the nature of your bedding and the way you sleep.
Yes.
I really think that.
I think that's very true. Because, like, that's, which goes back to the thing that Cho was saying.
Yeah.
Like, he don't really need to make his bed because he's making it while he's snoozing away.
Yeah. Like, well, some people do the thing where they, like sort of shimmy in while it's still tucked and it never becomes untucked.
Yeah.
And, like, those people are living a totally different sleep life than I am.
Absolutely. And actually, I have to say, when I'm in L.A., so my bed in L.A., Matt requires a tight tuck.
Yeah.
And I, as people know, we're going to talk about this today too. Like I do not like a tight tuck. I don't use a top sheet because my feet need to rove in the night and be able to escape. But my bed in LA is a tight tuck because it's, you know, it's Matt's home and, you know, it's my bed in LA, but it's Matt's home. So, like, I abide by his wishes. And, when I get out of bed in the morning, I can literally just, like straighten the bottom sheet, like, retuck it a little bit, pull the covers back, like, retuck those, and, like, the bed is made because I'm just, like, a corpse in there.
You're swaddled.
I am swaddled. And I sleep really well there. Yeah. I mean, I don't want
a different nature of sleep in different beds.
I don't want that all the time for myself, but I do enjoy it. And, like, you know, the thing is, like, my feet need to rove, but also I'm short. So it's different for me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you're a tall person, like, I've had tall people on the show before talking about, like, the tight tuck and, like, it basically, like, they're like, I broke a toe, like, trying to, like, kick a sheet out, you know? And, like, we don't want broken limbs, so. But, yeah, okay, so we've got this question. I'm going to have Maureen read it. You guys, just settle in, like, pour a glass of wine, crack a beer, make a cup of tea. You're going to be, we're all going to be in this for the long haul.
Yeah, it's complex.
It's complex.
It's a complex bed.
Yeah.
All right. Ruth writes, hi, Jolie. I have a Barbara Berry Silk King bedspread / coverlet. I have been leaving the coverlet on, so if guests come, it's there. I also have 6 European square pillows, 3 Silk Berry pillows against the headboard, and 3 which have silk shams but have acetate satin underneath for sleeping. Other decorative boudoir pillows, too, I sometimes use, like a bed in the Bloomingdale's loaded with throws. That is a really good picture. I think I understand her.
Yes.
I understand her visual bedding style.
Right. You understand the aesthetic that she's got going on.
And now also, we get to her sleep style.
Right. Also, that link that I sent you today.
I looked at it.
That's the bedding.
Okay.
That's the brand of bedding because I wanted to give you the more.
I went
of
over
visual
all
help.
Of it.
Yeah, good. Okay.
Yeah.
It's always
the kind
so
of like taupe, silk, kind of neutrally. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, very
sweet. Sweet in its demeanor as spreads.
Yeah, very beautiful stuff. And like, yes, but very, very like bedding display at Bloomingdale's.
Yes.
Yeah.
For practicality, I've been sleeping on top of the covers, which means a cotton blanket and quilted waterproof pad, and under a quilt I put away during the daytime. Why on top of my bed? Writes Ruth. Because my husband picked out a 22-inch pillow top, which is not only very high, but so heavy, making the bed is a horror. I have a couple questions. I mean, I have a couple questions, but this is Ruth saying this. I have a couple questions. Am I ruining the silk coverlet by lying on it even with a blanket? I thought when guests come, I could whip off the blanket and there's a silk bedspread. Oh, Ruth. I have a down blanket in a duvet. And top and bottom sheet, which is folded at foot of bed but under the silk coverlet. I also have a silk quilt, which I think should have a duvet cover, so I'm afraid to use it. I have a heavier down quilt I'm not using. I always put a duvet on it. So I think we're up to 3 blankets now. Yes.
Yes.
Including the coverlet. All this complication comes from, 1, the fact that I love the 22-inch mattress, but to avoid the struggle of tucking in and lifting, I decided don't sleep in the bed, but on top. 2, presently we are in a large alcove studio and king bed can't fit in alcove, so it is there against a wall. Parenthetical, the large furniture is not meant for a studio, but this was supposed to be a pied-à-terre or sold, but my husband became ill, so I can't decide what to do. Whole story in there.
I mean, there's so much going on
so
here.
So many stories upon stories and subplots. Okay, wait. Complication number 3. I used to keep silk coverlet and down blanket and top sheet folded at the foot of the bed, just showing the bottom sheet, and sleeping on bottom sheet on a blanket with a quilt to avoid laundering and making bed a real chore. I want my bed to look beautiful if people come. I often use the bed to do paperwork. Am I ruining my quilted silk coverlet by lying on it even with a blanket and pad on top? Should I just go back to folding everything at the foot of the bed and just sleep on blanket on top of bottom sheet? Must silk quilt have a duvet? You don't want to get them dirty. I could get acetate satin duvet for it. I always thought beautiful quilts should have a duvet. Yes, I could get rid of 22-inch thick pillow top mattress and get a normal size mattress. The huge mattress is now about 13 years old, but in excellent shape and so comfy, but weighs a ton. Long email, sorry. Love the bed to look beautiful, but I do use the bed during the day, bad back, and I don't want to ruin very expensive bed coverings. Help, I really need advice. If I had a separate bedroom, I'd think it's okay not to make your bed every day. waste of time, but mine is always visible.
The twist at the end, like, destroyed me. That she was like, I actually think making the bed is a waste of time.
Yeah!
Like, after all that, I was like, you have the most complicated bed in the whole wide world.
Yeah, I think when I analyze this, and I reread this several times,
yes,
but I think we have a few series of sort of concentric, like, Russian nesting doll problems.
Yes, I agree.
I would put the very top one being, you've got a studio apartment, which means the bed is present, and, like, that creates a set of sort of considerations when it comes to your bed and the way it exists in your world, because it's always in your world. It can't not be in your world when you're at home. Then on top of that, her preference for sort of a dramatic looking bed versus the way she sleeps presents a whole series of kind of trade-offs and complications. And on top of that, how each piece of that very complex bed functions in terms of the way it looks and the functionality of how she sleeps are all kind of at odds. So there's, like, a lot of reconciling to do here.
Yes. You distilled that so perfectly. I'm in awe of how well you just distilled the problems there. Like, I couldn't have untangled it as much as you did.
I've been studying it in, like, if-then logical form. Like, I could have diagrammed it as I was studying this and trying to understand what we were going to talk about, that I, like, had, like, charts and, like, strings drawn across the board. And I was like, where's the sham? So I think I've got her bed down.
Yes,
now.
I think you do too. But I think you, like, hit on something actually really important too, that, like, she clearly has this preference for this, like, very, like, rococo bedding, but also thinks that making the bed is a waste of time. Like, those two things just, like, do not go together in my mind at all. Like,
it's a real conundrum.
It is a real conundrum.
She's got some real bedding dilemmas to sort through.
She really does. And we're gonna help her sort through them. And you know, as I said, like, kind of talk about just different ways and approaches to making the bed. I think this is probably a good time for us to take a quick break before we dive into it, though.
Yeah.
Because that was a lot. Let's all process.
Yeah. Draw your diagram of Ruth's bed.
Yes. You, in your own mind,
yeah,
or on actual paper. Diagram Ruth's bed. And then Maureen and I will be right back with more about your bedding and Ruth's bed. This is Ask a Clean Person, the podcast.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome back to Ask a Clean Person, the podcast. I'm Jolie Kerr. I'm joined by Maureen O'Connor. We've been talking about beds.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes.
All right. Wow. Okay. There's a lot.
Yeah.
There's a lot going on.
Ruth's bed.
Maureen, because she is a planner and smarter than me, has very helpfully distilled the questions, and she is going to help me stay on track to make sure that I answer them all.
Yes.
I do want to say this before we get into them, though. There is no right answer.
Mm-hmm.
There is no right answer. So I'm going to talk about what I think probably the best option for Ruth is. But Ruth also should feel free to toss out any of this advice and do what's best for Ruth.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that is the advice I actually want to take. I want to give to all of you guys vis-a-vis your bedding. So, like, let me give you that. Ruth didn't have this one question, but this is one I get all the time. Is the cover supposed to go over the pillows? Or are the pillows supposed to go over the cover? Doesn't matter. Whatever you like. And there are some reasons why you might choose one option or the other. Like, if you have pets, probably want to have a bed set up where the cover is going over the pillows, so that your pets aren't putting their butts on your pillow during the day when you're not home.
Because you know they're trying.
Yes.
Even if they pretend not to, the minute you're gone, they're putting their butts everywhere.
Beloved friends of the show, Josh Gondelman and Maris Kreisman, have a strict rule with their dog, Busy.
Mm-hmm.
No assholes on the pillows.
Yeah.
And it's a great role.
But you don't know what Busy is doing when she's alone.
Well, they make their bed in such a way that...
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, you prevent it. You can't trust her to make that commitment.
Yeah.
You gotta figure it out.
Exactly.
Create the world where she can't do that.
That's right. Exactly. And so I should say also, Josh told me that on last year's Le Mob episode. So Maureen was the 2016 Le Mob guest, mm-hmm. and Josh was the 2018 Le Mob guest. And hilariously / heartbreakingly, the 2017 app seems to be gone.
Oh, no.
I did not do this. I may be back, but like I went to look for it. And because that was the episode where I talked a lot about my feet needing to roam free.
Oh.
And the like perils of being a tall person in the tightly tucked bed. And it was like, nope, sorry. And I was like, okay, I'm going to go with it. If you guys want to go back and listen to the Josh episode, that was a really, really fun one. Okay. So that's like one consideration with the pillow thing. Then also like if you just prefer the look, or if it's just easier to make the bed, pull the covers up, throw the pillows on top, and that's done, fine. I actually leave my pillows exposed because, one, it's easier, but two, I have like monogrammed shams, and well, one set's monogrammed, one set isn't, that match my duvet. So like, that's the decorative
look.
Yeah, that's the decorative look. So, no right or wrong answer. Good reasons for one choice or another, but no right or wrong answer. Okay, so let us get into the main Ruth question.
Wait, I want to ask a really quick question.
Yes, of course you may.
Do you think consistency in the one way one makes a bed is useful or relevant, or does it even matter?
That is a really good question. I think it's probably useful in that, I have this thing about like the more often you make the bed, the easier and faster it becomes to make the bed. Partly because you're basically training up like your muscle memory, and you're creating just like a 1-2-3 system of like how the bed gets made, and so of course it's going to speed it up. So if you're making it the same way every day, your process is going to be you're going to hone your process.
And then it becomes a thing where like you're showering and you're just doing everything, and then your mind can roam free while you're doing the thing.
Yeah. Totally. It's like,
I get that.
Yeah, it's like meditation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Completely. Okay. So Ruth. All right. Let's start with the main Ruth question. Mm-hmm. As you see it, is the main Ruth question the silk coverlet and whether or not she's going to ruin it?
I think that's her key question. And then I see a series of sort of radiating ripples.
Okay, perfect.
Radiating from that question.
Okay, perfect. So let me answer that in two parts. First of all, practically speaking, in terms of the way that you're using it, sitting on it in your outdoor clothes. So, you know, our daytime outdoor clothes tend to be heavier duty fabrics and fibers than our night clothes are, will cause more wear and tear. And also just sitting on it will cause more wear and tear. It also will transfer. If you've been wearing the clothes outside and you come in and you sit down in the bed, it's going to transfer grime. And so those are just some things that you want to think about in terms of, whether or not you sit on the bed in your like outdoor clothes. Mm-hmm. And there are some people, there was an article, I think it was in Cosmo a couple years ago, that was like, please do not sit on my bed in your outdoor clothes. And I have to say, I kind of feel that. I try to like not get crazy about it, but like when I have guys over and they like plop on my bed in their jeans, I'm like, where have your jeans been? Like, I have white bedding. Like,
this is I have real mixed feelings about this. Now I'm trying to remember, I believe it was Miss Manners once took a question about this, and as a woman who's very precious, that she's like, now that it is my marital bed, I don't want anyone besmirching my marital bed or touching it now that I like have sex in that bed. Which I feel that I'm like,
hilarious.
I can see being like, I don't want
to. I get it.
As the guest, that's your thought, that you're like, did they just fuck on this? I don't know if I want to. But I also think that it gets really tricky in a situation like, say, a studio apartment, because where is your guest going to sit?
Right. Where is your guest going
to
sit?
I mean,
exactly.
Or like, it's hard to expect them that there's, you know, two tiny chairs. It's hard for them to know which surface they're supposed to be sitting
right.
on.
Yeah.
Anyway.
So outdoor
clothes and outdoor people.
Right. Consideration. It's just going to transfer dirt, grime. And, you know, in the case of like if you have indigo jeans, like indigo dye is notorious for rubbing off onto fabrics. So like you want to take all that stuff into consideration. So with that said, I still, however, think it is fine to sit on your beautiful coverlet because I think you should use your good things.
Yes, I agree with this.
I think you should use your good things. And if using your good things means sitting on the bed in the daytime because you have a bad back, then that's the way you're using your things.
Yeah.
I'm also going to say something, and I don't mean to sound morbid.
Oh, God.
But I think it's important to say this because it goes hand in hand with using your things. Life is short.
Yes.
And in the case of Ruth, her husband is ill. And I don't know the nature of that illness. And I don't know their age. It sounds like they are an older couple from the details I was able to pick up from the note. And I don't know. I certainly hope not. But I don't know if this illness that her husband is suffering from is something that is going to lead to his death. But I kind of got,
oh my goodness,
maybe that feeling. And so I want to like really drive home again. Life is short, Ruth. If you and your husband are in this pied-à-terre that you didn't plan to be in, and your bed and your bedding is beautiful and it makes you happy, use it and enjoy it. Life is short.
Yes.
Don't preserve it for some future, because it's also likely that whether or not the illness is terminal or not, that at the end of the road with the illness, whichever way it goes, you may want new bedding. It may remind you of a time when he was ill and convalescing, and you may want to replace it. So use it. Use it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. That's my first thing. The other thing that I'm going to go ahead and say about this silk coverlet in particular is that I actually think it may be maybe not a bad idea and not wildly labor intensive to fold it halfway down the bed during the day when she's going to be on the bed.
Yeah. Like if she's doing paperwork on her bed.
Exactly.
Yeah. I've had way too many times when like I accidentally get a pen mark on the bed and like that's drag.
Yeah, it's a drag. And especially it's a real drag with silk because treating silk is so temperamental and blah, 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 blah. So I would just say that. And also I do think like if you're doing paperwork and you're using a pen, try to stick with ballpoint rather than ink fountain ink.
Pen.
Yeah. Just because it is easier to get. Ballpoint doesn't spread.
Yeah.
So you might want to make some behavioral changes to accommodate the fact that like you're pretty likely to have a pen accident on the beautiful silk.
Yeah.
Kind of thing. So that's that. Okay. So did I answer the first question?
Yes.
Okay. What now? Now let's like Russian doll this out.
Yes.
And I don't mean the TV show movie.
Yeah, I haven't actually watched.
I haven't either.
I hear it's
obviously.
Great. I don't know. But anyway,
I just keep seeing it on Twitter.
You know, I was kind of like, whatever. And then somebody was like, the thing I hate about that show is that, like, the apartments are so unrealistically huge and gorgeous in New York City. And then I was like, wait, there's real estate porn?
Oh,
now I want to watch it. Ooh, unrealistic apartment buildings downtown? Let me see.
Love it. Love it. Love it.
Okay. I bet they have silk coverlets. Anyways.
I bet they do. Okay. So what are our other questions that we've got going on here? Okay. So then we've got the question of this bed is very hard to make because of this heavy mattress.
Yes.
Kind of thing. So I have two suggestions for this.
Yes.
I think you keep the mattress. I think your preference always should be sleep on the most comfortable mattress you can. That should like trump everything.
Yes.
And like work around how good the mattress feels.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because again, life is short. Like sleep on the comfy mattress for crying out loud. I think that she should go top sheetless.
Because what? Top sheet.
Top sheet. Not bottom sheet.
But she's got the heavy mattress. And then on top of that is the 22-inch pillow top, right?
Yes.
Those are two separate things.
So, yeah, it's a mattress.
Heavy mattress and then a pillow top topper.
Top. fitted sheet goes over that.
Yeah, so she's got probably a pretty deep fitted sheet.
Fitted sheet goes over that. Top sheet goes over that.
Yes.
So the thing is that once you've got the fitted sheet on there, to make the bed on the daily, all you're doing is kind of like pulling it taut and just like retucking it with your little pot. So you don't need to lift the mattress up for that.
Yes.
Where you do have to start lifting a mattress is to retuck that top sheet.
Yes, there we are.
And I'm not saying this because I'm a top sheet denier, because I know some people love their top sheet. And I, if you love your top sheet, keep your top sheet. I'm not coming for your top sheets by any stretch of the imagination. I personally don't like one, so I don't use it. But if you like it, keep it. I know I keep saying, I know I'm a broken record, but like every year people are like hysterical over this. I'm like, I don't know how many more ways to say you do you with your bed.
Yeah.
But I think that in this case, there's actually a very practical reason for her to ditch the top sheet. And that is that retucking it is a bear for her because the mattress is so heavy. So if you if you take that away, it's fine. The other thing is, we already know that she's got like seven other blankets in between her and the fancy coverlet. So she's not going to be sweating and body soiling onto the coverlet in her sleep. So that's not a consideration either, because that's one of the reasons that you might want a top sheet as a barrier between your body and the covers that you, that don't get laundered very often. Now, sidebar for those of you who are new and have not heard me say this. I do not need a top sheet to protect my body soils because I have a launderable duvet cover on a duvet that I wash every single week. So the duvet cover for me takes the place of the top sheet.
And it sounds like the labor of getting the duvet on and off, which is a somewhat laborious process.
Oh, yeah, that makes people wild.
But
muscle memory.
That sounds less laborious than lifting this very heavy mattress that is bothering her, especially you got a bad back. Like, duvet is, you know, it's light. You can deal that.
Right. But the other thing is, she has blankets. She's like, so she can just wash a blanket.
That's true. The cotton blanket. Although I really think, though, that if she wants to just sleep in, you know, washable silk stuff, if that just feels nice, then like she should just do washable silk duvets.
That's what I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
I think she can use the cotton blanket if she wants to, but if the silk feels best, like just do your washable silk thing.
Yeah, I totally agree. Gentle cycle.
But if she's
water.
Doing the cotton, she can also just throw that in the
Right, exactly. Yeah. Now, one suggestion to make, if, and this actually came up last week when Megan Collins was here, because she has a bed in sort of an alcove corner thing. So one side of it is shoved up to the, against the wall.
Yeah.
And she was like, it's really hard to make. And I was like, one tip for this is to purchase covers that are one size smaller than the bed you have.
Oh.
Because you basically have one side that has no overhang of bedding because it's up against the wall.
Wise.
And so if you're buying one size down, then you can overhang on one side and the edge of the blanket will just go right up to the edge of the wall and mattress and you don't have to worry about tucking it. So that may work for Ruth's cover that she needs that's going to take the place of her top sheet.
Yes.
Is buying something in queen or full rather than king.
That's a good point. Unless she likes to be tucked in like a little burrito. And then you just got a whole other thing going on.
I don't think she does, though.
I don't think she does either.
I don't
it sounds like she likes a little bit of freedom.
Yeah, I think
that's why she's kind of making and unmaking the bed all
the time. I think so. Now, the other thing is, if you do like to be swaddled, you can, even without a tight tuck, do the separate blankets thing where you have one twin size blanket that's just yours that you can literally like literally burrito yourself. You roll yourself up in it. So
all options.
A lot of options out there. I'm just saying you guys, options. There are options in this world. And I think actually people know about this. I think you and I have talked about this on the show before. I've definitely written about it. That I have so I have a queen size bed with a queen size duvet and duvet cover of it and no top sheet, bottom sheet. And then at the foot of the bed I have a lightweight twin size comforter that's in a also in a duvet cover because Monster Jolie over here has a little bit of a tendency to be a cover hog, and because there's no top sheet
Like, you got to have your separate pull-away
covers. Keeping me honest, I can sort of end up rolling myself into the full queen-size duvet in the course of the night and leaving, like, my poor shivering partner just out in the cold. So there's the extra blanket down at the foot of the bed for in case I do that. And also, I have to say, like, I think it's pretty clear I'm not great at relationships, you guys. I find that sleeping wise, separate blankets gives me a little feeling of independence that I need.
Separate blanket, like,
it's
or
humane.
Just extra blanket that can separate can really save relationships, I gotta say.
Yeah.
Because both people being able to, like, rest and rest in the way they want to rest changes everything. Not forcing upon, you know.
Yes.
Conforming to someone else's sleep habits can be rough. Yes. And you know what? It's not actually the deal breaker that we often treat it as. Mm-hmm. There are ways. There are ways. And the separation of the blankets is the first step.
It is the first step. And I think it's really important. And, like, I have not talked about it on this show in a long time. And I haven't written about it in a long time. And I'm so glad that it's come up because, like, I really want to hammer home that it is an option to have separate blankets. Absolutely. I think a lot of people just don't think it is. Like, you have this idea of the way a couple is supposed to sleep.
Yeah.
And
the way a bed is supposed to be made.
Right.
But also, you can have them stacked on top of one another, as it sounds like Ruth is doing with her two duvets, plus coverlet, plus cotton blanket sometimes. And you can have them stacked up that way, but then you just have the option of slipping apart in the sleep.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think this is very nice.
Gives you all the options, and, you know, you've got the, yeah.
Yeah. Are there other questions that Ruth had? Oh, the blankets and the duvets.
Yeah.
She said, I feel like a nice blanket should have a duvet on it. I don't know that I necessarily agree with that. I feel like if it's a nice blanket, you're meant to display it as it is.
Yeah. So I have a silk quilt, which I think should have a duvet cover.
I don't think so.
But I'm afraid to use it. I think it depends on the nature of...
I think if you're afraid to use it, you shouldn't have it. It goes back to use your good things. Use it.
If this quilt is completely unwashable, then maybe that's a situation that you use a top sheet. But, like, if...
But also, why don't buy bedding that's unwashable.
No. Yeah. I think that if washing it is so laborious and difficult, then maybe you put that on top so it doesn't touch you. Or you... I don't know. That's like when you have a guest over, you put out the pretty quilt because they're going to see it because, you know...
Yeah.
You have a studio apartment. But...
Yeah.
I'm really of the opinion that, having nice sheets is really nice. Like, it feels nice. It makes you feel kind of luxurious. It looks nice in your bedroom. But also, like, the sheet should be affordable enough that if it gets ruined, you can move on. Or, you know, you can put the effort in to wash it, but if your washing isn't going right, you can't be so afraid of your sheets that you can't, you know.
Yeah. I think the thing is
have a meltdown when you have your period.
Right. Yes. Yes. Which also, sidebar, you told that story in the 2016 La Mob episode about the like massive.
Oh, God. Oh, I wish I didn't tell that story. No one listened to that. Yeah, that's real.
It's real.
You just get on your bed. I mean, that happens.
It happens. It happens. But you make like such a good point. I think when it comes to bedding, you do want to take into consideration you want to have at least a somewhat equal marriage of form and function.
Yes.
I think it's really important. Like, have beautiful bedding, but don't have bedding that's so impractical that you never use it, because then why have it if you're not going to use it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's a difficult balance. Because I will say, once you get the nicer sheets, then you're like, oh my God, I need these beautiful high thread count sheets. It feels so nice. Mm-hmm. But yeah, once you feel the good stuff, it's hard to go back.
It's hard to go back, yeah.
But if the good stuff is really breaking your bank once a month when you have your period, then like...
Right. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I think that's...
Or stressing you out when you're like, do I need to remake the bed every time I go to sleep? My God, just don't do that to yourself.
Right. Find a better solution. Form and function. Marry form and function when it comes to your beds.
Yes.
Okay. I think we answered all her questions.
Mm-hmm.
Do you feel like I answered all her questions?
I think so.
Okay.
I'm really intrigued by the fact that all of her questions regarding these like beautiful sheets were all about the quilts and sheet. And for me, when I have the nice sheets and the nice stuff, It's actually the pillowcase that makes me crazy, because that's where, like, I don't know, you go to sleep without getting all of your mascara off, and, like, that's, you know, like,
oh,
the pillowcase is the part that really, like,
OxyClean Max
makes
Force
and breaks
spray.
Me. Yes.
I, for no reason in particular, was face down on my almost brand new pillowcases with a full face of makeup on.
Mm-hmm.
And when I came to, so to speak, there was a
whole face was there.
It's like a portrait of Jolie right there on my almost brand new pillowcase.
And Oxy completely got rid of it?
Maureen, it got rid of it before I even put the things in the wash.
You did it, though, like, spray. Day of. You woke up and you're like, spray right now, go
girl,
to the wash.
Girl. No.
What?
Passed out.
How much time passed between when you saw your face on the pillowcase and
12
when you
hours.
Sprayed it down?
12 hours.
Okay.
So I got my face on the pillowcase. I bid my guests farewell.
The case of the face case.
I washed up for bed.
Yeah.
I poured myself into bed.
Yeah.
And the next morning, and I knew it had happened, but I was just like,
whatever. I'm sleeping.
Yeah. Whatever. I need to sleep it off. And so the next morning I was like, oh God, I'm such a mess. And I was going to wash the sheets that day anyway. So yeah. I had this bottle. So you guys, it's the OxyClean Max Force spray. This is the stuff you need.
Mm.
I have this bottle and I keep it behind my, laundry hamper where I keep all my stain treatments so that they're right. Handy. I pulled the pillowcases off the pillow. I had no hope for this working.
Yeah.
I was just like, it's just right here and I'm going to try it. And I was a little hungover. And so I sprayed it on the stains and I rubbed the fabric against itself and poof, gone.
So you did that.
And then obviously.
And you happened to be doing your wash.
And then
like,
obviously, obviously I washed the pillowcases because I was doing laundry and also they had like, you know, laundry pre-treatment all over them.
So here's a question.
Yeah, came right
say
out.
This happens to my pillowcase, but laundry day isn't for several more days.
Just do that and then
do
just
the treatment. So I do the little like rub it together, spray, and then I throw it in the hamper and it can sit in the hamper for a minute.
No problem. Yeah. The other thing you can
How long can it sit in the hamper that way?
I mean, for what
if I'm at the beginning of my wash cycle and I only wash like once a month?
That's fine. But the other thing you can do is if you get the stains on the pillows and you're not ready to you're like, oh, I just put these pillowcases on 2 days ago. I don't want to have to do a whole other round of wash.
Yeah.
You can spray a little bit of the spray right on it and then just scrub it with a light color, like a damp light colored, damp, not wet, you guys. little Jolie Chestnut. Rag.
Yeah.
Because then that'll take it off, but also it will remove the stain treatment. And then it'll just dry and it's fine.
Hmm.
Yeah.
This is it's good to know.
Miracle worker, that stuff.
You know, it's really silly because it never occurred to me that I should keep the stain treatments next to the hamper, not like under the kitchen sink or by the laundry stuff. Because actually there is an extra step of treating my stains, which is also why the stains set because then I'm like, ugh.
Right. Well, then
I'll grab it and I'll yank it out when I do the laundry.
Right. You have to pick through the laundry to find the stains. Like, what if you don't remember that something was stained?
Yeah.
Like, if you pre-treat it before it goes in the hamper, it's done.
Yeah. Or I set it out and then I'm like, oh, okay, I walk it over to the kitchen and then I forget and I've got a pillowcase in my kitchen. You know, like.
That'll happen.
Things get chaotic.
Yeah. That'll happen.
Lose track.
Yeah.
And then I forgot to bring it back and put it in the laundry.
Right.
There's a lot of steps. The more steps, the worse it is.
Yes, of course.
Which is also the nature of bed making,
I'd
say.
We also want to like streamline things. We want to, you know, we want to like do things as like efficiently as we can.
Stain treatments by the hamper.
Stain treatments by the hamper.
Tiny little game changers.
Yep. Love it. So right now I have behind my hamper, I have the OxyClean Max Force. I have a bottle of hydrogen peroxide because great for blood stains.
Mm-hmm.
And I have my little spray bottle of water for that I spritz the sheets with or the duvet in the morning to de-wrinkle.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm out of right now. They're on their way from Amazon. I had to reorder my Zout and my KKSSR, which is Crud Cutter Sport Stain Remover.
Ah.
Both Zout and KKSSR are excellent enzymatics.
Yes.
You don't need both. You can do one or the other.
Yeah, what's the difference between the two?
Not functionally, really nothing.
Yeah.
You don't need both. It was just that I was ordering from Amazon, and I was like, I'm just going to stock up on both while I'm doing this all at once, and then I just have them. The bottles will last me for, like, well, I was going to say 2 years, but it sort of depends on my dating life. They could go faster than that for sure. Maureen, I have one other crazy thing to tell you about. I think you're going to be really delighted by this.
Okay.
So Ruth's question put me in mind of this problem that people have mentioned, especially a lot this year with LaMave on Twitter has come up.
Mm-hmm.
Your cover slipping off your bed.
Oh.
Or your sheets, like your fitted sheet or your flat sheet, like not staying put.
Yeah.
On the bed.
Like while you're sleeping or just like.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
Just like
yeah,
in the,
of course.
Yeah. And like it's just annoying.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, my God.
I hate that.
I was like, oh, my God. I have to like tell the people about this is like finally my time. I have to have written about this at some point.
Mm.
I feel like maybe at the Hairpin, maybe at Jezebel, but like maybe not ever. You guys, I hand to God. My friend Mike was like, I never know if you're making something up to fuck with me or if this is a real product. He was like, you could just make things up and I would believe it 99% of the time. And here is what the product was that caused him to make this statement to me. You guys, I'm not, hand to God, I am not making this up. You can Google it. Sheet suspenders exist in this world.
Yeah.
Sheet suspenders. Oh, you know about them. Okay.
I'll tell you why I know about them in 1 second, but you do your spiel.
Yeah. So sheet suspenders, and they also make blanket suspenders. So basically, I mean, they really are. Like,
yeah.
I showed them to Mike this morning. I texted them to him, and I was like doing CleanCast research. And he was like, it's like American Psycho for beds.
Wait,
they literally look like suspenders because he wore suspenders.
Oh, got it, got it. Yeah, yeah. I was like, what? Are they murderous? Got
it. And maybe also because they're murderous. I mean, they also do look a little BDSM when you look at them.
That.
Like, yeah, they're a little
kinky. Was that the go with the strap? Wait, no. Explain where the strap goes.
So the strap, for sheet straps, the strap, they clip on to the side of the sheet and then they go in kind of like a Y, I was going to say motion. It's not pattern. Y shape, Y formation, over the edge of the bed. So that's how they work. Around the corner of the bed. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And they also make blanket suspenders. And so like if you do find like if you've got, especially if you've got something that's like silk or satin, that's just a slippy, naturally slippy material.
Mm-hmm.
The sheet suspenders and blanket suspenders can just hold it in place while you sleep. So just mention that they're a thing out there in the world. And I thought you'd be really tickled by it. Really great for like, you know, especially if you've got like a rubber sheet that you need to keep down that like rolls up that you're using for like sex play, bedwetting.
Yeah. All those things.
All those things. Yeah. I mean, there are lots of uses for them. So they exist in the world. You're looking up why you know this.
I'm looking up.
I'm trying to vamp for
you. This is kind of embarrassing that I can't find this. But I have a cousin who has a sheet suspender startup.
Oh, my God.
And I was looking because I can't remember its name.
Oh, my God. That's amazing.
He was making sheet suspenders specifically designed for dormitory extra long beds.
So smart. So smart. Well, I'll tell you what. Give me the name and we'll tweet it out when we tweet this episode out.
Yeah. I don't know if it's up and running or not yet.
Okay.
He's working on it. He's in business. He's an undergrad studying business. And so like his thing was that he's like, oh, I think my like, you know, my business project that I'm going to do is preventing all of our sheets from slipping off when we're using those extra long beds. And for whatever reason, he believes that the sort of the physics of the suspender sheet will work a little bit better when sort of designed for that specific extra long bed.
Perfect.
But I'll find
it
and you can tweet it out. I'm going to ask him if they're up and running.
Yeah, ask him. And if not, tell him when it is up and running.
Yeah.
Come on the show with you and promote it. And we'll talk about all
I've
this
got
stuff.
The advocate right here.
I think this is great. I love this. You guys, on that note, that'll do it for this episode of Ask a Clean Person, the podcast. Maureen!
Yeah. Wait, are they literally called bed suspenders when you're like Googling them or stuff?
Sheet suspenders. Yep.
All right.
Yeah. Maureen!
Wait, his words, he was saying that you can put them on a fitted sheet, too, that you can have a specially sized one.
They go on fitted
sheets. Go underneath the bed or, you know,
yeah.
You can use it for whatever element of the sheet that you want to be burritoed inside or that you just want to stay on the mattress. Maybe you want to be on top of it, but you just want it to stay.
Yeah. They're all different ones. Yeah. They're all different styles for all different purposes. They exist in the world. Sheet suspender, blanket suspender is the keyword.
I think I need some of those because it drives me crazy when the fitted sheet gets all wrinkled up and weird and you're trying to like straighten it out. You know what I mean? If
yeah.
you're slipping off a little bit from the...
Well, I mean, that's going to happen when you sleep.
It happens to me all the time.
I just retuck my bottom sheet and I pull it taut and retuck it. It takes 5 seconds to do that.
It bugs me when I'm like in my bed.
Oh.
You know, like in the night, then I'm like, oh, there's a wrinkle.
Oh.
And then you do the thing where you try to like tighten it, but you're lying down
you're
on top
it.
Of it. And then you kind of try to like jump up like a little flopping fish so you can straighten it. It's basically the moment of, this is really a very specific thing. But when I'm like restless and not
exactly
sleeping
the
well,
thing.
And, you know, you flip your pillow over and you get to the cool side of the pillowcase. You smooth the pillowcase. Smoothing the sheet underneath you is hard.
It is hard. I think you need a sheet suspender.
I think I need a sheet suspender.
I think also I'm going to make fun of you because I said in the 2016 episode, I was like, you are a difficult guest because controlling you is hard. I just tried to end the show.
Sorry.
I had like the perfect ending note.
I'm so sorry.
I was like on this happy note of like your cousin and his great idea.
Oh, no, we can end that. We can end that right there.
I know because
it is a great idea.
I didn't do the outro, but now I'm going to do the outro.
I need his product.
Yeah. Maureen. Thanks for coming back.
Thank you for having me.
I missed you. I miss seeing you behind this mic. I hope you'll come back more often.
Yes.
We have a special episode coming up pretty soon with you and two other very special guests. So I know I will see you soon.
Yes.
If you guys like what you heard today, please consider becoming a patron by going to patreon.com/askacleanperson and selecting one of the amazing rewards I'm offering to my listeners. I would also love it if you would subscribe on Acast, Spotify, or iTunes. Leave a rating. You guys, the ratings are really important. If you don't have money to throw at the show, toss me a rating and a review. Tell your pals about this weird little cleaning show that you love so much. That is also really important. If every single one of you recommended the show to a friend, I would double my audience.
I'm going to recommend it to my cousin.
Yeah.
This time.
Please do.
Yeah.
But also, thank you guys so much for listening to this weird little cleaning show that you love so much. And of course, thanks to you, my listeners, for joining me for another episode of Ask a Clean Person, the podcast.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.